America and the world. This is Mark Dankoff's America coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We covered a series of news stories in the first hour of the show related to the Mearsheimer and Walt book that's about to come out and the fact that this book is being talked about throughout the world, including Pakistan this morning. We talked about the latest controversies that surround the mysterious killings of Politkovskaya and Litvinenko in Moscow and London, respectively. Who's involved in it, folks, and why? And why is the Western press only giving one side of the story in regard to the allegations? I was even reading the London Financial Times on this yesterday, and they had some very, very interesting information there that has not, to my knowledge, been in the Western press before in regard to the other side of the story when it comes to Vladimir Putin. We, of course, also read Pat Buchanan's latest essay at the American Conservative dealing with the whole question of Iraq and what it is that we are really fighting for there. And, of course, then we had Father John Martinez on in hour two talking about, among other things, the great diversity that exists in the Roman Catholic traditionalist movement. These are differences that I'm only becoming acquainted with as one who comes out of the formal and material principles as a Lutheran of the Protestant Reformation. And I think it would be a most interesting show politically and culturally and theologically to have some of these different Roman Catholic traditionalist movements and their representatives on with Father Martinez to chat through these things for the rest of us, myself included, who are not specialists in the field. We, of course, have been promoting the No More Wars for Israel conference throughout the show that's going to be held on October 12th through the 14th in Southern California. AlJazeera.info has a special front page announcement on that conference today. And that announcement, of course, will take information about this thing literally around the world. We are joined today by my good friend Joe Cortina. Joe has been a guest on the show a couple of times before. I wanted to get him back on here. My apologies to him for a previous cancellation that happened when one day when I was scheduled to be on live, I couldn't be on live because of a family emergency. All of that's been resolved now. And we're happy to have Joe Cortina on in the last hour of this show on the Friday segment. Joe, how are you, sir?
Fine, fine. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning. You planning on being out there in Southern California for this conference in October?
I believe I will. I thought about it last night, and I think I've just got to dedicate myself and time and just get involved in that thing because it's just too important to stand by and watch. And I've got too many things to say, and I've had too many experiences, and I've seen too many things that need to be shared with other real Americans.
Well, you know, Mark Glenn said in regard to you, Joe, when Mark called me last night, I had 10,000 things going on yesterday, including the fact that I had to get a new cell phone battery, so I was out of touch with the world for a couple of hours. But after my cell phone battery got replaced, and my thanks to the folks at Verizon Wireless for replacing it for me without question and without charge, by the way, that's a free plug for Verizon. They didn't ask me to say that, but they were quite nice to me yesterday at their one of their offices here in San Antonio. As I was finally getting all of that resolved and then got back online with my cell phone, Mark called and said, hey, let's get Joe Cortina on tomorrow. And I said, great. Mark was saying to me, Joe, that in recent times you've been absolutely, I don't know if he used the word driven, but absolutely concerned about the things that are going on right now and your need to speak out and to be as involved as you can be in what is going on and speaking out against some of these things while there's yet time to do it. I was very struck by the way in which Mark put it in regard to your own sense of, as it were, mission or call for what you're doing. Comment on that a little bit, Joe.
Well, I think driven's a good word. We have to, I think we'd be blind not be able to see what's just right on the over the horizon, and it's very frightening, it's very ugly.
Joe, hold your thought on that. When we come back, we'll have an extended conversation about the way Joe Cortina sees things at this present juncture in history. This is Mark Dankoff's America coming to you live from San Antonio on RBN. Stay tuned for Joe.
Do you know that you can go solar for under $1,200 now? Hi, this is Ken Solar. As you may have heard by now, I've been designing alternative energy packages for over a decade. The solar power generators that I produce will get you all the solar power you need for your household essentials. Your refrigerator, your freezer, lights, fans, electric blankets, TV, radio, clocks, phones, computers, and a lot more. No gas, no fumes, and they're totally silent. Each solar power generator comes complete with everything you'll need, including the solar panel, a 3,000-watt peak inverter, a step-by-step quick setup sheet, and battery backup. I reached that point in my life where I just didn't want to have to rely on everyone else anymore. You know, power companies, government. Anyway, getting yourself free from the utility grid is a lot easier than you might think. Are you ready to go solar? Give me a call now at 239-677-3073 or order them on my website at a 10% discount on kensolar.com. That's kensolar.com.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground or $30 outside the U.S.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle. And today, you're showing up in your new car and telling me you're buying a house? What did you do, rob Bill Gates?
No, John, I didn't rob Bill Gates. What I did do is visit the website www.didyourobbillgates.com. That's where I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. It's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my third week.
Whoa. What was that website again?
It's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Now write this down, John. You should go there and learn how this program can help you become financially independent, too.
Thanks, Bill. I'm going there right now.
Check, please.
You got this one, right, Bill?
Sure, John. Don't forget, it's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Next time, you'll be buying me lunch.
Deal.
We're back. This is Mark Danhaus, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We're joined in the last hour of the show by Joe Cortina. Folks, I say this sincerely. When I think of some of the folks in the Truth and Freedom movement who have been out there for a very long time saying the things that they say, many times at great personal cost, most of the time at great personal cost. I think of Mike Piper and Mark Glenn and Hesham Talawi. The list just goes on and on. Stan Hess, Paul Fromm, Willis Carto. All of these folks, of course, are going to be a part of that conference in Orange County, California, the No More Wars for Israel conference on October 12th through 14th. I am pleased that my friend Chuck Carlson of We Hold These Truths has accepted my invitation and Mark Lynn's invitation to be a part of this conference in Southern California, despite the fact that Chuck has an event going on here in San Antonio on the 14th of October. I am really hoping, and I'm pleased to hear that on a tentative basis, Joe Cortina is going to be out there too, because Joe is another one of these giants in the movement who's been at this for a long time and who has the sort of background and perspective that we need to hear And as Mark Lynn was explaining it to me, and this will lead us back into our conversation then with Joe, Joe has felt particularly driven to get the message out and to be directly and personally involved while there's yet time, because as he put it before the commercial break, there are some ugly things afoot, folks, some ugly things afoot. Joe, take it away. Go ahead, sir.
Well, let's just get down to brass tacks here right now. If another war starts before we have a chance to throw these criminals out of the White House, and George Bush, make no mistake, George Bush is a war criminal by purest definition. I would say that in the face of God. I would say that in the face of George Bush. He has already suspended our rights, trashed the Constitution time and time again, habeas corpus. You know, the average kid in the street knows all the football moves and everything, but he doesn't even understand the gravity of that term, habeas corpus. I hope we won't go in that in length right now, but at some time in your program, maybe you'll take time to explain that to our less than functional senior citizens or junior citizens out there who can't think for themselves anymore, how serious it is. Maybe they can understand the term martial law because they've seen enough movies, Rambo movies. Well, that's what's going to happen. And if we let George Bush get the upper hand on this thing, you're going to see another false flag operation. Obviously, something to do, it'll be in the hands of the Israelis. We've seen this happen. It's happened throughout history, whether it was in Germany, the Reichstag fire, Pearl Harbor was a false flag operation, the Lusitania was a false flag operation, and all of a sudden, years later, oh, well, it's common knowledge. But at the time, a lot of people were trying to make an effort because it was common knowledge to them, too. Well, right now, I'm trying to tell you people, these things are common knowledge to me. Watch out for them. They're going to happen. We have thugs, criminals, and hoodlums, and you're listening to a person who spent 23 years as an active member of the RNC. I'm not a Democrat. I'm not a Republican anymore because there isn't a Republican Party. George Bush is a war criminal. He is the most dangerous man on this planet as we speak, and we have to get this criminal out of office. There's a saying, if it looks like a duck, if it sounds like a duck, if it acts like a duck, what is it, Mark?
It's probably a duck.
It's probably a duck.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
George Bushstein talks like a Jew, looks like a Jew, sounds like a Jew, wears his little yarmulke, and he's sitting there in front of his precious little wailing wall and all these things that you see constantly. And he keeps cheerleading for the Jews. He is supposed to be a born-again Christian, but here is a man who spent hundreds of millions of dollars to send artillery shells of the worst kind, white phosphorus, things that have been outlawed by the Geneva Convention decades ago, to murder Christians. Keep in mind, listeners, that Lebanon is primarily a Christian country. George Bush had the Jesus Christ-hating Jews murdering Christian children and civilians by the thousands by his order. Now, you tell me who did that, Jesus or the devil? Who is George Bush working for? George Bush has nothing to do with God or godliness. He is a demon, and you better start waking up to that fact. We have got a man that is much more dangerous than Mussolini, Hitler, Stalin combined. This guy is going to take this country down and maybe the world. And I know what I'm talking about. I've been with the intelligence community. I've been around the world. I was a foreign diplomat for 6 years. I've traveled to 33 countries. I've got a little better perspective on international things than the average person does.
Well, Joe, I think there are a couple of things that I could add to this that will simply underscore what you're trying to say to the listeners. When Dale Crowley, Pastor Dale Crowley, was on this show on Wednesday, he's a regular with me now for just 1 hour. Dale, of course, as many of the listeners know, was for years promoting a radio show entitled Focus on Israel that WFAX AM 1220 up in Washington, D.C. carried for a couple of decades before the Israeli lobby forced the management of that station to get Dale off the air. And, of course, it's not a coincidence, as Pastor Crowley points out, that Salem Communications is now in the process of trying to take over WFAX. Salem Communications, of course, is a so-called religious radio consortium that has extremely strong ties to the Zionist lobby. Now, having said that, Dale Crowley believes that the importance of what he's doing, and I affirm this, the importance of what he's doing as an evangelical Christian is to try and inform people within the Protestant evangelical tradition as to what is theologically false about Christian Zionism. That's number one. And number two, to remove the deceptive aura about George Bush that has enshrouded the minds of so many people in so-called conservative Christianity in this country, who at least up to now have almost uniformly not seen the truth and have been used, in my view, and I suspect Pastor Crowley would agree with this, but I'm speaking for myself here, used in a way that has mirrored that of other religious movements in history who entered into a false and dangerous alliance with tyrants. And your point is well taken this morning in regard to the way in which this whole thing is playing out now. Now, this gets into a second thing I wanted to ask you for comment on, Joe, and that is this. A few nights ago, I think it was Tuesday night, I'm driving from point A to point B in San Antonio, returning home after an event. And in this particular situation, I happen to be driving by the Alamo. And as I'm driving by the Alamo, I see about, 250 people standing out there at the curbside right in front of the Alamo Shrine. And they're holding up these placards. Most of them were talking about the fact that we needed to get out of Iraq. It was clearly an anti-war demonstration. It was very peaceful. The people looked responsible. They looked normal. These looked like mainstream American citizens that were out there who were doing this demonstrating, peaceful demonstrating. And I even noticed a couple of people with pro-Christian, pro-life placards that were being held up at the same time that they were holding up the anti-war sign. So I quick got off of Alamo Plaza Drive and pulled up in front of the Menger Hotel, got permission to be in their loading zone legally for 15 minutes. I put my hazard lights on, went over and talked with the folks who were involved in this effort, and come to find out they were representing a group called Texans for Peace, which you can find at texansforpeace.org. And I met the lady who is the press secretary for Texans for Peace, very nice woman, met a few of the other activists and was talking to them, and was distributing copies of my work for the American Free Press that was published on June 25th on Rudolph Giuliani and his alliance with the pro-Zionist Christian right. I also distributed a lot of copies of what Mark Glenn has written about the USS Liberty for the American Free Press. I had the impression that this was the first time that many of these folks had heard about the American Free Press and had heard of the Republic Broadcasting Network. And what I was trying to convey to them is the idea that opposition to this war is a truly constitutional movement, and it is a part of the thinking, historically as well as presently, of the constitutional right in the United States. In other words, I think the media has tried to spin this anti-war movement as a leftist movement, when in fact, properly understood, it is a movement that comes from the best instincts of our constitutional judgments since 1776, and is something that the old American right understood and is trying to revive again. Is that where you would place yourself in the political spectrum in regard to your criticisms of Bush and the war?
Well, let me just say this, Mark. As you might have remembered, known, I was a Green Beret A-Team commander in the 60s. I have been fiercely anti-communist my entire life, so I would be the antithesis of anything to do with the left, and I am 1,000% against this senseless Jew war and George Bush and the criminals in the White House right now. And I'll risk life and my fortune to stand behind it.
We'll be back with Joe Cortina. Stay tuned for Mark Dan Costs America on RBN.
All right, employees, listen up. Our group health insurance premium just went up again. In fact, it's doubled in the last 4 years, and now we've been forced to try something new. So we're increasing the annual deductible from $500 to $2,500. Okay, cut the moaning. The good news is you'll all still only have to pay your regular $500 deductible. The company is installing a new health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA plan, that will pay up to $2,000 in benefits only to those employees who have deductible expenses. This new HRA plan is saving us a lot of money.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents' HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
Summer is once again just around the corner, and as usual, so are higher gas prices. This year, stop taking it on the chin and start fighting back. Ethos FR, a product tested and found worthy by NBC and Fox News, can save you up to 19% on fuel and reduce emissions by up to 30%. Unlike other products and gadgets you've seen advertised, Ethos FR attacks the source of the problem, unburned fuel. You see, exhaust is essentially unburned fuel that's expelled from your tailpipe. That equates to toxins being released into the environment and dollars being released from your wallet. But with Ethos FR, fuel burns more completely, helping your engine to deliver better mileage and helping you to save money. And it's so easy to use. Simply pour a couple of ounces into your tank at every fill-up, and you're on your way to saving money and the environment. So, do yourself and the environment a favor and visit ctsavegas.com to get your bottle today. That's ctsavegas.com.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
We're back. This is Mark Dan Costs America coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We are now joined by Joe Cortina. Father Martinez was with us in hour two. And in hour one, I did a series of news stories and news story analysis, everything from Pat Buchanan's latest essay at the American Conservative, which you can find online, the August 27th edition, to talking about the coverage today in Pakistan in the Daily Times of the upcoming release of the Mearsheimer-Walt book, to talking about these reports from New Zealand and Chechnya on what may have been really behind the killings of Politskaya and Litvinenko in Moscow and London, respectively, along with the deaths of three or four other prominent Russians in the last two or three years. Was Vladimir Putin really the culprit standing behind all of this, or does the real evidence point in another direction? We'll be continuing to look at that story from time to time in the days ahead. And then, of course, we're talking this morning with Joe Cortina, among many things, about the No More Wars for Israel conference coming up this Columbus Day weekend in Southern California. Dr. Hassan El-Nijjar of AlJazeera.info, based right here in the United States in the state of Georgia, has a front page post on the No More Wars for Israel conference, and that is going to take place October 12th through the 14th. My thanks to AlJazeera.info and Dr. Hassan El-Nijjar for running that on the front page. Mark Glenn informs me this morning via a special electronic transmission that he has now invited Dr. Hassan El-Nijjar to come to that conference. We hope that Hassan will be available. I would like to meet up with him for the first time and to get the take from him personally that he gives to all of his readers worldwide on a regular basis. But this conference is being held October 12th through 14th in Southern California, minutes away from John Wayne International Airport and about 30 minutes from LAX. And, of course, that's October 12th through the 14th. Confirmed speakers include Paul Fromm, the Canadian free speech activist, Willis Carto of AFP, Michael Collins Piper of AFP and RBN, Mark Glenn of AFP and RBN, Mark Dankoff of AFP and RBN, Hesham Talawi of Current Issues Television and AFP, Father Christopher Hunter, the traditionalist Catholic priest, vote fraud investigator and anti-Zionist activist Jim Condit Jr., survivor of the attack on the USS Liberty, Tito Howard, and then Professor Ray Goodwin of the Barnes Review. Chuck Carlson, my guest yesterday of We Hold These Truths, will be putting in an appearance there. Black nationalist leader Dr. Robert Brock, AFP correspondent Ralph Forbes, John DeNugent, the contributing editor for the Barnes Review, Margaret Huffstickler of the Barnes Review, Ellen Mariani, the 9/11 widow and truth activist, European activist, European-American activist Stan Hess, and Dedri Fields, the South African pro-white activist, writer, and political analyst. I hope at some point that we see the name Joe Cortina added to that list of people who are not leftist, folks. These people are not leftists, politically, theologically, culturally, or otherwise. These are people coming from a different place in the political spectrum from what the news media tries to tell you is the leftist orientation of all of those who oppose this war. Joe, I think we can't stress that point strongly enough, can we?
Well, it's more lies and propaganda from our Jew-oriented administration, and they're going to continue to do that. The George Bush-Stein mentality, if you're not with us, you're against us, and so on and so forth. And I can take some quotes right out of the Third Reich history books. If you translate it in English or just match that word for word, you're probably aware of that. George Bush has studied Hitler's rhetoric quite well because he uses it very, very freely in the United States like he's some sort of statesman instead of the thug-murdering criminal that he is.
Well,
I'd like to read you something. I'd like to give your listeners a pop quiz.
Okay.
I think this is real important. I want you to listen very closely, and at the end of the quiz, I'm going to name three countries known for their horrific violation of human rights, and I want you to tell me which country you think this was. Okay? All I will tell you is that this is real. This isn't made up. This is an official transcript, and I'm not saying how it was translated or anything. But I'm going to read this official transcript, and I've got documentation on this, 10 ways to hell. She was probably something like 15 years old. Yeah, she was hot, dude. The body on that girl, yeah, really tight. You know, she hadn't been touched yet. She was fucking prime. One of the boys, guys started pumping her out for $50 a shot. I think at the end of the day, he'd made $500 before she hung herself. Really? Yeah, laughing's heard. She hung herself? How come she hung herself? I don't know. She wasn't happy. Laugh, laugh. In their culture, it really shunned upon if you get raped. I guess she would have been stoned to death by her people. It's fucked up. She was fucked up anyway, I guess, in more ways than one. More laughing. You didn't get shit from the CO, did you? No, not until those fucking pictures came out, and then the biggest rule was no fucking cameras. End of transcript.
Hey Joe, I don't mind reading the complete quote. I'd only ask that when it comes to the F word and the S word, just paraphrase those on the air. And
yeah, well, there won't be any more of that, but I wanted that to come through.
We'll be right back with Joe Cortina. This is Mark Dankoff's America coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Do you know that you can go solar for under $1,200 now? Hi, this is Ken Solar. As you may have heard by now, I've been designing alternative energy packages for over a decade. The solar powered generators that I produce will get you all the solar power you need for your household essentials. Your refrigerator, your freezer, lights, fans, electric blankets, TV, radio, clocks, phones, computers, and a lot more. No gas, no fumes, and they're totally silent. Each solar powered generator comes complete with everything you'll need, including the solar panel, a 3,000 watt peak inverter, a step-by-step quick setup sheet, and battery backup. I reached that point in my life where I just didn't want to have to rely on everyone else anymore. You know, power companies, government. Anyway, getting yourself free from the utility grid is a lot easier than you might think. Are you ready to go solar? Give me a call now at 239-677-3073 or order them on my website at a 10% discount on kensolar.com. That's kensolar.com.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle, and today you're showing up in your new car and telling me you're buying a house? What did you do, rob Bill Gates?
No, John, I didn't rob Bill Gates. What I did do is visit the website www.didyourobbillgates.com. That's where I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. It's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my third week.
Whoa. What was that website again?
It's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Now write this down, John. You should go there and learn how this program can help you become financially independent, too.
Thanks, Bill.
I'm going there right now. Check, please.
You got this one, right, Bill?
Sure, John. Don't forget, it's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Next time, you'll be buying me lunch.
Deal.
We're back. This is Mark Dankoff's America coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas on the Republic Broadcasting Network. I did a series of news stories and news analysis in hour one. Father John Martinez was with me in hour two. We're now joined by Joe Cortina from hour three. Wanted to briefly read something from the Jewish Telegraphic Agency that was released this morning, or actually released yesterday. It's entitled, Moscow Holding Israeli on Colombian Charges. A former Israeli officer was detained in Moscow on charges of training anti-government militia in Colombia. Yar Klein, 61 years of age, a former lieutenant colonel in the Israeli Defense Forces, was detained Tuesday at Moscow's, and I've landed in this airport, folks. I've got to slow down here. At Moscow's airport upon his arrival from Tel Aviv. Klein runs the Israeli-based company Spearhead Limited. Russian Interior Ministry spokesman Inokhananty Nefyodov said the detention was requested by Colombian police, who have charged Klein with organizing training camps for right-wing militia fighting against the government in their country. Colombia is seeking Klein's extradition, along with that of 2 other Israelis they say are involved in setting up the training camps. Interpol issued a warrant that declares Klein wanted on terrorism charges. If extradited, Klein faces up to 11 years in a Colombian prison. The Israeli embassy in Moscow is trying to arrange a meeting with Klein. His lawyer is expected to arrive in Moscow by the end of the week. That is a most interesting story, folks, coming to us from the AP-UPI of World Judaism, the Jewish Telegraphic Agency. This is a former Israeli officer who is detained in Moscow on charges of training anti-government militia in Colombia. And it's particularly curious that this Yair Klein, formerly of the Israeli Defense Forces, who runs the Israeli-based company Spearhead Limited. Very interesting that he is arrested in Moscow about the same time that we're reading all of these stories cropping up in the international press once again about the Politkovskaya murder, about the Litvinenko murder, and the murder of some of these other prominent Russian citizens in recent years. Who's really behind these events? That'll be a topic for a future show, I'm sure, but a most interesting post today from the Jewish Telegraphic Agency. Joe, did you get finished with the quote? Was there a little bit more to read from it?
Yeah, I'm finished with the quote. It's quiz time.
Yes.
Okay, folks, listen up well. I'd like you to make this is a multiple choice, and I'd like you to pick what you think this horrific story, this rape of this young child, this horrific conduct, this animal conduct came from. A, one of Castro's prisons. B, a Soviet gulag. C, one of the horrific prisons in Red China, so terribly reputed to do these kind of human rights violations. Or was it somewhere else? Okay, turn in your votes. All of you that picked any of those other likely places are dead wrong. That happened under the watch of the United States military. Those were American military speaking, young American thugs speaking in that language. I'm sorry for the crude language, but I didn't invent that. All I'm doing, don't kill me, I'm just the messenger. I'm just repeating the kind of filth that is used by our young soldiers. And as I said, I trained combat troops for a long time, 14 straight months, 14 hours a day, 6 days a week during Vietnam and the Berlin crisis. So I know a little bit about the psyche of the American fighting man, what he used to be like. These were Americans, and I am told, and incidentally this is very well documented, it's one of countless incidents, and I am told by the intelligence community that when one of these things is reported, you can count on there's being 20 to 30 more. The ratio is probably even higher than that, because it's just like a rape of a girl in the street in the States. You can check your own demographics, and they'll tell you for every rape that a woman reports, there's probably 10 or 20 that aren't. So you can imagine, this goes on a daily basis. This is what our military has turned into. Thugs, rapists, criminals, the worst kind of human garbage imaginable. And I used to train these people. We have nothing in this country left but animals. They murder people every day. Mark, how many people do you think we've had in Iraq? And I'm not sharpshooting you on this, because I'm guessing, I'm saying between 100 and 200,000 during the period.
Something like that.
Is that a fair guess? Do you think that's a reasonable estimate, something like that?
Yeah, I think so. I think the current figure is, what, about 160,000?
Yeah, or let's call it 200,000, all right? I think that would be, I don't think anybody would argue with that too much. Based on 200,000, do you know, and this is another fact you can check with any of the world organizations, the International Red Cross, Amnesty International, and a dozen other human rights organizations all over the world. There have been now, as of the last couple of weeks, the record has hit the 1 million number of innocent civilians murdered by these thugs of George Bush overseas. People who have never done anything to you, to me, to my children or grandchildren. Nothing. We're doing this for the Jew. We're doing it for Israel. Plain and simple. That means that for every American thug over there, and I'd call them thugs to their faces, you got to remember, some of these generals that were screaming about the devil lives in Fajul and we're going to face the devil, his mother was wiping his rear end when I was training combat troops. So I don't have to back down from any of these people. That means that these people have murdered on the average of 4 to 5 innocent women and children, each and every soldier over there. Now, of course, each and every one of them haven't done that, but on the average, for every man there, everyone has murdered on the average of 5 people. There is no record like that for Nazi Germany. Nowhere in history have we ever seen human rights violations and murder of civilians on the scale that we have in Iraq. Check it out, folks. I'm a historian. Check it out for yourself. This is a world record.
Paul Craig Roberts has talked about some of this in the American Free Press and elsewhere, and I think it needs to be underscored that he historically has been an establishment figure. He was an assistant secretary of the Treasury under Ronald Reagan, someone who has had past connections to the Wall Street Journal and to National Review. And basically what you have is a situation where Dr. Roberts has underscored the fact that the Army in recent times has been lowering its educational standards for recruits. They have been taking people into the Army who have criminal backgrounds that would have disqualified them before. And, of course, you've got a situation as well, Joe, where the whole business of post-traumatic stress syndrome also plays a role in this, as Dr. Roberts chronicles that. Individuals clinically diagnosed with post-traumatic stress disorder have in some cases been shipped back to Iraq for further combat-related assignments. And, of course, it doesn't take a real genius to figure out that people operating with that level of emotional and psychological distress are inherently capable of doing things under stress that are absolutely unspeakable. And this is kind of a vicious cycle. It may be that the reason for the initial post-traumatic stress disorder might be related to participation in activities like some of the ones that you described, Joe, and then they end up being shipped back into these situations, again, under circumstances that are almost guaranteed to produce ultimate tragedy for everybody involved. We have a caller in Houston, Dan in Houston. You're on the line for Joe Cortina and Mark Dankoff. Go ahead, Dan.
Yes, great show as usual. I'd like to say that I don't think I'm changing the subject, but I'd like to say that I think as far as the evil things like what happened to this young girl he's talked about, I think stuff right here in the streets of Houston where I live, and on the Chronicle newspaper once every 5 or 4 or 3 years, every once in a while somebody will have an article about. It's real strange to me that the family I grew up next door to had a girl turned 18. She got a job for an oil company, and then she ended up going to dinner and lunch, and the lunchtime and the break with the oil company goons and their suits in the offices, and she ended up working at a strip joint. They went to strip joints to have lunch. She had the strip joint. She ended up becoming a stripper because it paid more money than her being a secretary and being abused in the office and anyway by these scum she worked with, the suits and the oil companies. And then she got on cocaine and deceased because she got overdosed on the cocaine, whether a suicide or accident or murder. Who even gives a rat's rear? But I like to say what he says about our society. We just had those soldiers over there. I think that Catholics and Jews do things in their offices to Protestant girls that equal to what he is just talking about. And I imagine far, far more have been slaughtered that way than ever even be imagined. Now, that comes from talking to my neighbors and living here in Houston, an oil town, and how thoroughly these thugs have control of the oil companies in the offices. So what they do, the demonic things they do to innocent people is not even believable.
Dan, you know what I would say to that? I would say that there's one area that I'm aware of where I would agree with Vladimir Lenin. I remember reading one time that Vladimir Lenin made the statement that a country's army, a country's armed force, is a mirror of what is going on in that complete society. It's like a window to the soul of that society. And to me, when I think of the American military or some of the horrible things that we read about that go on that are sponsored by some of these American corporations abroad, it's simply a reflection of what we have collectively become as a people. And, of course, thankfully, there is a remnant out there, a political, theological, and cultural remnant that stands for righteousness that is appalled by these things, but it seems to me that increasingly so, we are in the minority, at least as of present. I hope that God turns this around and that we see a true, and I use the word revival advisedly, but a true revival of constitutional and biblical principles in this country again, that cause us to return as a society to some semblance of intellectual and moral commitment to being a better place, a better society, a better country. What I see happening is that going back, and there were certainly strains of it well before the 1960s, but certainly in the 1960s we began to see the full flowering of the sexual and drug revolutions, and that brought about a completely revolutionary change in this country, I would say. It was a revolution that was not obvious to a lot of people at the time, but they thought it was a temporary phase and that these kids would get over it and so forth. And now here we are, 40-some-odd years later, and the people that were the most direct participants in the sexual and drug revolutions are now increasingly running this country. And so since that seems to be the case, it's not surprising in my view that that generation's children and grandchildren, going back to this biblical model of the sins of the fathers into the third and fourth generation, has now polluted our entire culture. And in regard to what you're talking about, Dan, in regard to what Joe Cortina's talked about this morning, the rest of the world largely views us in this context. They read these things. They see them. There's a lot more report on this sort of tragedy going on in the international press than here, for obvious reasons. But the long and the short of it is that we as a culture have become completely malignant, completely cancerous, and because of that, it seems to me that the kind of conduct we're now reading about with some of our corporate officials, the sort of thing that we're now hearing about again with this tragedy with U.S. Senator Larry Craig that's come forth in recent days in the news media, and obviously these military atrocities that have taken place in the Middle East and that we're hearing about with Abu Ghraib and Guantanamo and so forth, simply all reflect the fact that a window to our collective soul reveals us to have been tried in the balance and found wanting. That would be my take on this.
Yes, sir. I appreciate you saying that. Let me add, too, that my father was in the Corps of Engineers and worked with generals in the Corps of Engineers, somewhat involving Bell Helicopter, which builds the helicopters for the military in the Dallas area, Fort Worth, Dallas area, Hershey's Bedford to be, it's okay. But he for years would go and have coffee with these SOBs at lunch and junk, and sometimes I could be with him as a kid. And he was amazed at the lack of character, some of these vermin, filth, that represent a Bell Helicopter all over the world. And these people are just scum.
And if I can tell you, I saw evidence of some of this that you're describing when I was living in Iran back in the 1970s. I was a college student in the Chicago area in those days at the largest Lutheran university in the country, Valparaiso University. But in the summer times and every Christmas, I would go over there to visit my parents who were stationed there. My dad was a logistical advisor to the Imperial Iranian Air Force in those days. And, of course, I knew some wonderful American expatriates who were there. I want to emphasize that as well. But I also saw the side that you're talking about as well, Dan, where with some of the defense contractors, including the one that you mentioned on the air here, there was some abominable behavior going on that was even more reprehensible in the Islamic culture that we were living within. And I think the level of disrespect that was conveyed to the Shiite Islamic people of Iran by some of this conduct was so terrible over a prolonged number of years that without a doubt it had to play a role in the eventual Islamic revolution in that country and the jettisoning of Western presence. There's no doubt about it.
Yeah, if I could say, too, that I still have one friend who is very much a Kurd. In fact, he lives just a few blocks from me, because his brother was murdered by the Ayatollah, and he and his friend informed my wife that we meet anyway that they actually are in spite of what all the bad about our country is all being that they actually are sorry the Shah was thrown out. At the time the Shah was thrown out, the people there were overjoyed knowing the Ayatollah would take his place, But they have now, I saw that happens. I told her it would about be much worse than the Shah. So in spite of all the crummy bull and hell and misery that the thugs that have control of our country do, the fact is that the Arabs, he says, prefer us to their own leaders because of that one specific. This guy's had family members executed by the Ayatollah and the Shah both. And he says even in spite of all the misery that, according to him, they prefer our way of life to their way of life because our leaders are better than their leaders, which I think is interesting. This is defend our own way of life to some extent. But I'd sure like to say I agree with that. I mean, what he's saying about what's the things, the evil things that Americans do. I just fail to understand how is it all these sorry old boys get in charge of the powerful parts of our government. LBJ used to hold me in his arms when I was in diapers, not that I'm bragging. That's the kind of people my dad knew. And, it's unbelievable how, I think one thing to point out is that if you talk to the mission, about missionaries in different parts of the world, if they find out they were Catholic missionaries in Africa or other places, they're disappointed. But they find out that they're Church of Christ missionaries, which isn't a good thing to say, because they prefer Protestant missionaries to Catholic missionaries in the parts of the world that believers care about their people. That's what I'm trying to say.
We'll be back. This is Mark Dankos, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Stay tuned.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Do you know that you can go solar for under $1,200 now? Hi, this is Ken Solar. As you may have heard by now, I've been designing alternative energy packages for over a decade. The solar power generators that I produce will get you all the solar power you need for your household essentials. Your refrigerator, your freezer, lights, fans, electric blankets, TV, radio, clocks, phones, computers, and a lot more. No gas, no fumes, and they're totally silent. Each solar power generator comes complete with everything you'll need, including the solar panel, a 3,000-watt peak inverter, a step-by-step quick setup sheet, and battery backup. I reached that point in my life where I just didn't want to have to rely on everyone else anymore. You know, power companies, government. Anyway, getting yourself free from the utility grid is a lot easier than you might think. Are you ready to go solar? Give me a call now at 239-677-3073 or order them on my website at a 10% discount on kensolar.com. That's kensolar.com.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground or $30 outside the U.S.
We're back. This is Mark Dankoff's America coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas on the Republic Broadcasting Network. In the first hour of the show, I was doing some news analysis dealing with the ramifications of who might truly be behind the Politkovskaya and Litvinenko murders in Moscow and London, respectively, along with three or four other high-profile murders of Russians in the last 4 years. Who's really behind it and why? That's going to be something that we'll be taking a look at ongoingly in the days ahead. The New Zealand Herald, of course, was examining this question today. The Kavkaz Center in Chechnya picked up on this report, sent it to me. And, of course, I read that report on the air through the auspices of the Republic Broadcasting Network. We also talked about Pat Buchanan's latest essay at the American Conservative. You can find that in the August 27th issue. We have not really covered too much today about this ongoing crisis with the subprime mortgage loan situation, but you don't have to be much of an economic genius to look at the ongoing front page coverage of this in the Wall Street Journal and the London Financial Times to perceive that there's a problem. And then, of course, we come to the whole question of Israel, as Joe Cortina was talking about that this morning. We need not have any more wars for Israel. And that, in conclusion, in the last couple of minutes today, will be my final word on this. The No More Wars for Israel conference being held this Columbus Day weekend in Southern California. On the weekend of October 12th and 14th, patriots from around the world will be gathering in Southern California to call for an end to these Jewish, Israeli, and neoconservative wars. That's the bottom line in this whole thing. This conference will be held in Orange County, California, October 12th through 14th, minutes away from John Wayne International Airport and 30 minutes from LAX. AlJazeera.info has run the full story, the full release on this conference. You can find that today on the front page of Al Jazeera. You can also see it posted in nomorewarsforisrael.blogspot.com. That's a new blog spot that Mark Lynn has put together for this. You can read the complete details in this conference at nomorewarsforisrael.blogspot.com. Hotel rooms for that conference are $109 per night, double occupancy allowed. Registration is $150 per person, couples $195. Student discounts are available. Registration fee includes Saturday evening banquet and Sunday breakfast. You can contact Mark Glenn through his website at crescentandcross.com and pay for your involvement in this conference through the PayPal logo, or you can send Mark a check or money order to the following address: Mark Glenn, Post Office Box 27, Kerrywood with a C, Kerrywood, Idaho, 83809. And as we've mentioned throughout the broadcast, there's going to be an incredible list of speakers who will be participating in this event. Canadian free speech activist Paul Fromm, American Free Press founder and publisher Willis Carto, AFP correspondent and RBN radio talk show host Michael Collins Piper, AFP correspondent and RBN participant Mark Glenn of the American Free Press and Crescent and Cross, columnist and RBN radio host Mark Dankoff, Hesham Talawi of Current Issues Television, Father Christopher Hunter, the traditional Catholic priest, patriotic author, and longtime anti-Zionist activist, will be there. Vote fraud investigator Jim Condit will be present. Tito Howard, Ray Goodwin, Chuck Carlson, Robert Brock, Ralph Forbes, John DeNugent, Margaret Huffstickler, Ellen Mariani, Stan Hess, Dedry Fields. These are just a few of the folks who've already lined up to speak October 12th through 14th at the No More Wars for Israel conference in Southern California. Be a part of that conference, folks. Contact Mark Glenn today at crescentandcross.com, or you can see this same post at aljazeera.info. This is Mark Dankoff's America signing off today from San Antonio, Texas on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Greg Felton, the author of The Host and the Parasite, How Israel's Fifth Column Consumed America, joins me per usual Monday morning, coming to us from Vancouver, Canada. God bless. Bye-bye. With